Analysts expect an announcement this week that Globecom International will acquire Waterman Publishing and its flagship magazine, Sports America. The man at the helm of Globecom, billionaire media magnate Teddy Kaye, has been on a spending spree recently, acquiring a food service company, a cable operator, and two telecommunications providers in deals totaling more than $13 billion. And how did one lucky ferret owner come to own the largest dog treat manufacturer on the East Coast?
Except a couple tiny holes and openings where the city's blowing in and out. And this is what it's all about. Delightfully, everything's possible when you're an animal, not inconceivable.
Seats were terrific.
But I'm still not going to advertise in the magazine. My son-in-law tells me that people don't read much anymore. Too much effort moving the eyes back and forth. So we're going to put most of our budget into television, radio, internet.
Okay.
Okay. What does that mean?
I'm not going to try to sell you.
Why the hell not? You're a salesman.
Yeah, just not a very good one, that's all.
I'll say.
But I am going to ask you one favor.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to leave you an issue of the magazine, and I'm personally going to send you a new one every week. Now, I'll call you in a few weeks, and if you want to, we'll talk. There's a great article in there comparing today's quarterbacks with Johnny Unitas.
Ah, Unitas had kicked their butts. So, this is your sales pitch?
I've been with the magazine for 20 years. I believe in it.
Well, good for you. So, are you worried about all these rumors that your parent company is about to be sold?
Not really. I don't see how it would affect us.
Well, hopefully it won't. You know, that Teddy Kaye character offered to buy my business a few years ago. I told him to go screw himself. My son-in-law says I'm a dinosaur.
Hey, don't knock the dinosaurs. They rule the Earth for millions of years. They must have been doing something right.
Simply put, we are never going to be able to reach this significant, untapped market until we learn to think like them. In point of fact, less than 0.05% of all cell phone users are under the age of 5 years old. That's why we have the T-Rex phone and the Triceratops phone and the Pterodactyl phone, because it's going to change all of that. And each one of these phones has its own unique ring. Mommy. Mommy, I want one. Buy me one for Christmas.
PFG, Carter. PFG.
What's PFG?
Pretty freaking good.
Gentlemen, ladies, I have an announcement to make. It's on. Teddy K has busted his move, and we are taking over Waterman Publishing.
Oh.
Let's give it up for Teddy K. The man has vision. He's a maniac. And I guess it's okay to tell you, Teddy K has personally asked me to go over there and turn around marketing in the magazine division. So, if you'll excuse me, carry on.
Mark, you're taking me with you. Tell me you were taking me with you.
Carter, I'm going to take that place and whip its fat ass into shape. And?
And?
And I want you to come run ad sales at Sports America.
I knew it.
The magazine's a cash cow. It's the cornerstone. I mentioned your name to Teddy K. He liked what you did with cell phones.
Oh, hold up. I'm sorry, Teddy K knows my name?
I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want it to go to your head. You're being groomed.
I'm being groomed?
Yeah.
Mark, thank you. Thank you. I am going to kick so much ass for you. I'm going to take no prisoners. I'm going to be your ninja assassin.
Wow. You're the new me. No. I'm the new me. Congratulations.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. What are you still doing awake?
Couldn't sleep.
Can't sleep? Were you worried about something?
No, not really.
Because, you know, if you are worried about something, you can always talk to me about anything. Remember? Yeah. When you were a little girl, we crossed our hearts and said we'd always tell each other everything, be honest with one another.
Yeah. I'm kind of tired.
Okay.
You still gonna hit tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll see you then. I love you.
Love you too.
What time is it?
It's after 3. Go back to sleep, honey. Sorry I woke you up.
Hi, sweetheart.
Honey, does Alex have a new boyfriend?
No.
Well, what about that Myron kid?
I think that they're just friends.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
What? I'm sorry, I thought you said that you were pregnant.
Yeah.
You can't be pregnant.
Yeah, I can. I am.
Now, how could that happen?
Well, I think that you were there, too.
No, honey. No, you're done with all that.
That's what Dr. Steinberg said, but he was wrong.
You were pregnant?
Yep.
Holy crap! Are you sure?
Yeah.
Does it feel like a boy?
Right now, it feels like a stomach flu.
You can't be serious. Are you serious? This is fine.
Yeah.
That means when he's 21, I'll be 72.
Three.
Holy crap.
I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. Is this excitement contagious or what?
No.
I'm being groomed. I am being groomed. Do you have any idea what this means?
That you're a chimpanzee?
It means that we're on the road, you know? Things are falling into place. We can buy a bigger house. We can have kids, you know? I'm sorry, we got a life going on here.
Carter, it's 3 a.m. How much more enthusiasm are we looking at here? 15 minutes? An hour?
Honey, I'm sorry. It's just Teddy K knows my name.
Are you even qualified for this job?
What? Yes. Sure. Selling cell phones, selling ad space, you know? It's all the same crap. Anyway, it's just a stepping stone. Love you.
Me too. The right.
Yep. We're all gonna get fired.
Well, anything's possible.
No, it's not possible. It's probable.
Did you hear about this Teddy K guy?
Hear about him? Just heard about Teddy K.
No, I heard he's an albino, but he covers it up with makeup.
Oh my God, Alicia, really, you are.
I swear
yes,
to God.
What? Are you fired?
What? No. What? Why?
You mean you haven't heard anything?
Or... Why? You fired?
I'm sorry. Are you saying I'm fired?
No, not yet. I mean, not yet, Dan. I can't predict the future. The thing is, Dan, you're not head of ad sales anymore. Carter Doria is.
Who's Carter Doria?
Some hotshot from Globecom. This is a bummer, Dan. It's a real bummer. But I mean, you're lucky a lot of people are getting canned immediately across the company.
Are you getting fired?
Me? No.
This is a joke. This is a joke. We have had our biggest year ever this year. My sales team works incredibly hard. I'm not going to put up with this.
Well, you have to put up with it. What are you going to do? Start somewhere new? You're not a kid anymore. You know how tough it is out there. People are cutting back. They're not looking for guys like you who make a decent salary. Hey, buddy, I am as pissed off about this as you are.
So then why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling.
Yeah, your lips are curling up.
They do that naturally, Dan.
Seven. Are you going to the Sports America offices?
Yeah.
You an intern or something?
No, my dad works there.
Oh.
Are you interning there?
No, I'm starting a job there today.
That's cool. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm totally scared shitless. I have no idea what I'm doing. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Okay.
Please.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan, your daughter's here.
She is? Hey, boss, what's this gonna do to our stock options?
I have no idea. Don't call me boss.
I insist, let me take that.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, no, really?
Hey, Dan, you hear anything? Are we all fired?
Mr.
You
know?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You okay?
I'm fine. It was my fault. You okay?
Yeah. No broken bones.
No harm, no foul.
Terrific.
Okay, terrific.
Hey, champ. Hey, what are you doing here?
Tennis.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, is today a bad day?
No. It's fine. Just to hell with it. Let's go.
Come on. Okay. You all right?
Man, you sort of suck today.
I was just holding back to give you some confidence.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're an old man.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
Remember when I said I might want to transfer to NYU?
Yeah.
Well, I got in.
What, to NYU?
Yeah.
Sweetheart, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You'd have to live here in the city, though.
Yeah. And I want to study creative writing, and NYU has such a great program.
But what about SUNY and the tennis team?
Dad, I'm not going to be a professional tennis player.
Well, look, sweetheart, being a writer is just as tough. You're living in the city, and I don't like that idea. It's a lonely place. You gotta have street smarts. I don't think that's such a good idea.
Dad, I want to try living in the city. And I know the NYU is more expensive, but it would be such a great experience for me.
Yeah, it is more expensive.
Yeah.
But it's your education.
Yeah.
It's the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
We can manage it.
Ew! Dad!
What?
French.
Oh.
Well, I think you're going to be very happy here. You're really stepping into an all-star team. Oh, this is Morty Wexler. Morty, Carter Duryea.
Duryea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're on the Ford account, right?
Correct.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
You too. I'm really looking forward to working with you.
Oh, terrific. Thanks.
Okay. I really look forward to working with you. Bite me.
We have a terrific office for you. Great view. It's not cleared out yet, but... not bad, huh? Excuse me a second, I'm just going to use the little boys here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Tasty.
May I help you?
I'm sorry, this is your office.
Yeah. You're the guy I bumped into.
Dan Foreman. Carter Duryea.
You're Carter Duryea?
Yes, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
The Carter Duryea that's come in to run Adsu?
That's correct.
How old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
26. And you're my new boss.
I guess so. That's quite a kung fu grip you got there, Dan.
Well, what kind of experience do you have in ad sales?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Dan. Not much.
How much?
None.
That's not much.
But I'm a fast learner, Dan. Hey, now that you know how old I am, how old are you?
I'm 51.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a year older than my dad, so that's weird.
Oh, well, this is great. You two have met.
Oh, are you kidding me? We are old buddies by now. Dan, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
Dan, you want the store closed? Or...
Yeah, you can go ahead and close it.
So, it was pretty unexpected, but it's
It's like a pretty big promotion. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Way to go. So, the Boxster S has more guts. You'll sure feel the extra horsepower. But if you really want to go, I'd say take the 911 Carrera.
I'm going to go with the 911.
Jackass!
Hey.
Hi.
I hurt my arm, but I'm okay.
I'm glad you're okay. Carter.
Kimmy, again? Seven months? We've been married Come on. Okay, I know things have been a little off. You know, I've been swamped at work. I mean, God, I should have taken you on a real honeymoon. Well, I should have just shut that cell phone off. That thing was ringing off the hook. That's my bad. That's, you know, this whole thing is my fault. Okay, here's the good news. I can change. I'm gonna change. This has actually been a very good lesson for me. Thank you.
Don't try to sell me.
I love you, Kim. Kim, I want to have kids with you.
But I don't want to have kids with you. I don't even know if I want to have kids. I told you that. I told you that on our second date.
Wow, I thought you were kidding.
Carter, is this really such a surprise to you?
Are you sleeping with somebody else?
I was, but I broke up with him.
Well, it must have been really rough on him.
Well, I'll be at my parents'. They're really excited to have me back.
We're gonna hear two heartbeats now. Mm-hmm. That strong, slower one is yours, Mom. Mm-hmm. And that's your baby's heartbeat.
Oh my God.
Nice, strong heartbeat. That's your new baby, Dan.
Dan?
Yeah?
Are you okay?
Fantastic. I'm feeling a little,
Well, you are having a little bit of arrhythmia. Have you been drinking a lot of caffeine lately?
No.
You under a lot of stress?
Well, I did sort of get demoted at work.
Ah,
You what?
Yeah. We'll talk.
Another?
Yeah, just keep them coming. You don't even have to ask. How was everyone's weekend? Fine? I'm sorry. That was... I'd like to thank everyone for joining me here. Teddy K has a thing that what makes GlobeCom great is the men and women of GlobeCom. Is it like 1,000 degrees in here, or is it me? It's me. I have an agenda, and you're gonna learn this about me. I'm a machine. What was I saying about the?
An agenda.
I have an agenda, which is that I have to immediately increase the ad pages here by 20%.
20%? Carter, only a startup magazine can do that.
Yeah, well, I think this team can do it, Dan.
How?
Well, Morty, basically what we have to do...
That's an awesome question. How? And the answer is synergy. We need to team up here. Yeah, we need to synchronize and we need to synergize. We're not alone. We're not alone. We're part of one of the biggest multimedia and brand name companies in the known universe, okay? Let's take advantage of that. Like Crispity Crunch. Did anyone know that one of our sister companies is Crispity Crunch?
So,
we talk to our brothers and sisters over at Crispity Crunch and make a deal where we supply sports factoids to their boxes. So that when Joe Couch Potato is sitting there, he's snacking, he looks down, and what does he see? Sports America Crispity Crunch sports factoids. He's definitely buying more Crispity Crunch and not Crunch and Crackle, which, by the way, looks and tastes exactly the same, but guess what? No sports factoids. And Crispity Crunch is so happy that they guarantee us 28 pages a year, besides which they know if they don't, Teddy K is gonna be pissed. What is that? What am I talking about here, people? Synergy.
Isn't that cheating?
No. Hell no. And TechLine cell phones. We own TechLine cell phones. Guess what we put on their browser?
Factoids.
Yes! Factoids! Synergy! And what else? Box scores and ads! We make a deal where like 100,000 hits on the internet has the equivalent value of one ad page of our hard copy. Are you getting it, people? The magazine has become just a portal to a synergized world of cross promotion. We're gonna bust things wide open here. We are gonna take things to the next level. Who's with me? Who's with me? Who's psyched? Louie, are you psyched?
Yeah, I'm psyched.
Okay. Alicia, are you psyched?
Absolutely.
Better? This guy, I'm sorry, I don't know your name yet.
Hector, I'm in maintenance.
That's cool. Hector, I know you're psyched.
I'm psyched!
Yes, Hector's psyched. And if Hector's psyched, then you know I'm psyched. I am psyched for this team. Now, who else is with me? Who's psyched?
I'm psyched.
Excellent. Who else? Come on.
Who do you think will be the first to get canned? My money's on Dan. He's prehistoric.
Sorry, Dan. Thanks for joining me for lunch. You like sushi?
Well, I just Stick with the teriyaki.
Well, you should try some. Spicy tuna here's money. Come here. Get that. Get that. Yep, go fishing, man. Yeah.
Oh, hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, I wanted to talk to you because an increase in ad pages is, well, it's really only part of the equation in terms of achieving the bottom line that my bosses want me to hit. Understand, Teddy K is making cuts across the board here. In point of fact, I have to cut 300K salary from the sales team immediately.
I don't make that much money, Carter.
I know how much you make, Dan.
Well, I wish you'd told me that I was fired before I ate the goddamn fish.
Whoa, Dan! I'm not letting you go here.
You're not?
No. You were an excellent salesman. You ran a good team. I think that you have the potential to be an awesome wingman here.
An awesome wingman? Well, Carter, I definitely see the benefit for you in having an awesome wingman, but what is the benefit for me at this point in my career of being an awesome wingman?
Well, one benefit at this point in your career that you get to keep your job. It's a pretty good benefit, don't you think?
Really? Really? Are you smiling? You're smiling! This is funny to you. Well, guess what? You have no idea what a nightmare you're about to step into, my friend.
A-hole! See how soon this place goes down the poop chute without me.
Maybe there is justice in the world.
You enjoying yourselves? Great.
Car is ready for you.
Dan, if I can take a look at one of these forms for me. It's a 360 evaluation.
Yeah.
It's basically an evaluation from every angle. That's why it's called a 360. It's corporate policy, but it'd be great if you could have it to me by Monday. If you really want to get aggressive, if you want to penetrate that core demographic.
I believe
Dan,
that.
Not now. Sports America is the number one magazine, boys 13 to 18, in the country.
Message. Or don't.
Hi, it's me. I mean, you know it's me. Just filling up the old mailbox, so give me a call. Or don't. Dear boy. Oh, hi, Miss Chinesky. No, I didn't know he moved out. Well, tell him Carter says hi. Here, boy. Hey.
And he is brought right on the line. Back on the Lady held on to
Hello.
Hey, Dan. It's Carter.
Who?
Carter Duryea.
Thought we'd get the group together tomorrow. Maybe go over some business development ideas.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah, I know. It'll be great. We'll get a great jump on the week. I'm not talking the whole day. Just,
you know, a couple hours in the afternoon.
I'll tell you what. I will see you there at noon. I'll bring some sushi. It'll be a lot of fun. Okay? Great. You love a sinking stone that never eat love. So get used to the lonesome. You must atone some. Don't leave me no phone number.
What are you doing?
What? Nothing. I was just seeing stars. You ever do that?
Yeah, when I was 3.
Hey, what are you doing here on a Sunday?
Sunday is a fun day to kick some ass.
Absolutely. Guess what? I have my whole team coming in today. Hey, Dan Foreman's here. You should really meet him.
Yeah, I'd rather not get personally involved. Didn't we decide to let him go?
No, we let Enrique Colon go instead, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Did a little colon cleansing. Get it?
Hey, you want to grab some dinner tonight?
Ooh, wish I could. I got to fly to Berlin to meet with some of our satellite guys.
Ah, too bad.
Something wrong?
My wife and I are having some problems, and I was just...
Okay, I gotta go. Listen, you're gonna have to riff some more people, man.
Okay, riff them?
Reduction in forces. Shit can them.
Right. Mark, I think we're gonna have pages up here, so I don't think we need to riff anybody yet.
Well, sooner or later, everybody has to deal with reality.
Thanks for coming in. Great job today.
See you tomorrow.
Louis, great job. You want to grab a drink or something?
You know, I'd love to, but I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Well, better not then. How about you, Morty, drink?
I better get home for dinner. My wife is slowly poisoning me to death, and she gets very angry if I'm late.
Okay, Alicia?
You know what? I gotta go home and do my hair.
Shut up.
How about you, Dan? You want to grab a drink or something?
It's Sunday. I have to go home and have dinner with my family. You want to have dinner with my family?
Oh, yeah. Are you? Yes, absolutely. Let me just grab my stuff.
Wait. Hold. Who taught you how to drive?
No one.
No kidding. Mom.
Yes. Oh, this is what I'm talking about. This is like a real home type home. This is
Hey,
awesome.
Sweetheart. Hey, this is Carter Duryea from
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
This is Foreman. Uh-huh. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for having me into your home.
You're very welcome. I hope you like Baked Ziti.
Baked Ziti? This is so perfect. That Baked Ziti, this is what I need. Like a real home-cooked thing. This is great.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Let's just feed him and get him the hell out of here, okay?
He's really young. He's a lot younger than you.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you.
So, I did the numbers on NYU. Do you know how expensive that place is?
Mm.
Plus living expenses? Plus Jan is worth a dodger? Plus baby costs?
Don't worry about it.
Well, that's not actually a solution to a problem. Don't worry about it. I think that we might have to take out a second mortgage.
Why don't I just go into the living room and ask my boss for a raise?
Oh, hey, I was just looking at you we never got to that day in the elevator. My name's Carter Duryea.
Yeah, I know who you are. Does my dad know you're here?
Your dad invited me over for dinner. Technically.
Who's that?
Well, it's Dad's new boss.
You can't be Dad's new boss. You're too young.
Yeah, he's also scared shitless.
Wow, good memory.
And you're too cute to be Dad's boss.
Oh, well, thank you.
I got it!
So, how's it going?
Okay. So, what are you doing here, really?
My wife left me, and today's the anniversary of our first date. I found the idea of going home to be so depressing that I kind of leached onto your dad and invited myself over for dinner.
Wow, you're sort of a bizarrely honest guy, huh?
No. No, honestly, I'm... I'm not, just around you, for some reason. People would probably say that I'm... an emotionally guarded, anal retentive asshole.
You want to play foosball?
Okay.
Cool, I'll just change. Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Do you think Alex could cope with living in the city on her own?
Well, I'm less worried about her coping with it than I am about you.
Yeah, well, frankly, I'd rather keep her under house arrest with a homing device around her ankle.
Then why did you agree to it without even talking to me? Oh. Why is your teenage boss here? And why am I so nauseous? I hardly had any morning sickness the first two times. And I'm so sick of it.
Calm down, let me have that.
I'm not really that into tennis anymore. What I'm really not into is being the jock. You know, it's like people don't even invite me to their parties because they think I'm in training or something. Also, there's this rumor going around that I'm a lesbian.
Man, that sucks. Or not, I don't, not being a lesbian.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I mean, it'd be one thing if I wanted to go pro and make a ton of money, but I'm not at that level. I've played girls at that level, and I'm not. I mean, not that I'd want that, really. Their lives have peaked by the time they're, like, 21.
Oh, nice. I wonder that about myself sometimes, too. Like, maybe my life has peaked at 26. Maybe it's all downhill from here.
Well, it probably is.
Here you go. Keep the change. Dinner's ready.
I'm on an important call.
With who?
My boyfriend.
Your what? Hi, this is Mr. Foreman. Who is this and how old are you? All right. Well, I just wanted to say that if you ever give my daughter an alcoholic beverage or a joint, I will hunt you down and neuter you.
Dad!
Dinner's ready. There you are. You kids ready to come in for dinner?
I don't live in the same town as my mom.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Sally, you know what I mean? The entire, the whole family thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Interesting. I mean,
yes,
things
absolutely. Like that. No, it's really not a good time right now.
I know, but I really love
my
mom.
Oh my God, this pizza is amazing. Where'd you get this?
It's from a wonderful little Italian restaurant called Domino's.
So, are you really Dad's new boss?
We're not. We're really more colleagues.
No, that's not true. He's the boss man. I'm the wingman.
Are you married? You're wearing a wedding ring.
Yes, I am, sort of. I'm married.
So you're, like, prematurely old.
Jana, would you pass the pizza?
I got it. Oh, my God, Dan, my bad. I'm sorry. I mean, I got it.
Carter. Only my wife is allowed to touch me there. Excuse me, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to change my pants again.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Terrific pepperoni, by the way.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye. Go home.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks again.
She says, wake up, it's no use pretending. I'll keep stealing, breathing. If I leave before you, darling, don't you? smiling like our sleeping children. One of us will die inside.
Oh, here. These arms. I got you some pepper spray.
Aw, how sweet.
Yeah. And I've installed surveillance equipment throughout the dorm, so I'll know if you're getting into trouble.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, too.
Oh.
See you later.
Bye.
Sign here, here, and here. And you've got your second mortgage.
Two things. First, Steckel is organizing a company basketball league. I'm going to be sales team captain. You are my new power forward. And second, I heard you're taking the guys from Rums Jamaica to the Knicks game on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You have to run that stuff by me, man.
Run it by you? They're my clients.
No, they're not, Dan. They're Globecom clients. That's why we're going to be taking them to the Globecom luxury suite.
Well, these aren't luxury suite type of guys.
Dan, everyone's a luxury suite type of guy. We can't go there on Wednesday because Teddy K is hosting Bill Clinton, Jay-Z, and Kofi Annan. We're going to do it Thursday. I'll bring him to a concert. Look, I got to get these guys to up their buy by 18 pages. We got to start kicking some ass here. I'm going to have to let some people go.
Why do you say let them go? They don't want to go. Why don't you just say fire them?
Because it sounds better.
Not to the person getting fired, it doesn't.
You wanna get with me? Take long trips with me. You
say you got this guy was shot 12 times and pronounced legally dead, hence the name.
Someone should tell him it's spelled D-E-A-D.
They're afraid to.
He's got the number one hit single right now. He's a protege of 50 Cent.
Why don't they just call him Nickel?
What?
20 years, the jokes still haven't improved.
I want you guys to meet my colleague. This is Petey from K-Jam Sneakers.
Hey. Cross-promotional idea. You buy a certain amount of Jamaican rum, boom, you get a discount on running shoes. Done.
Yeah, sounds like a great fit. You get a lot of drunk people running around. Dan, you want to go get some air?
Yeah.
Be back in a bit.
Word. Hey, not too long. We got chimichangas on the way.
Sorry about the concert. They wouldn't let me just get regular seats for the next game.
No, it's okay. Look, Dan, I've been instructed not to advertise with Sports America anymore.
What?
We were bought out last year by this company called Continental Brands. Now, apparently, the company that bought us and the company that bought you are having a feud over wireless communications in Europe.
Wireless communications? What the hell does that have to do with our business?
Nothing. But we have this corporate policy now. Look, I'm sorry, Dan.
Dan, I have to fire Louie and Morty.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Now we're going to get those ad pages back.
We'll get those... Oh, my God. It's like you don't get it or something. That was a huge client. Steckel gave me a bottom line here. I have to increase pages. We already got Harry, Pete, and Alicia on the Ford account. Morty's the logical choice. Oh, and the new woman at Pepsi thinks that Louie's a sexist. Guess why? He called her sugar tits.
He's an idiot. Dude, come on. You can't fire these guys. These are my guys. They've been with me for 8 years. I hired them at the same time.
Yeah, I know, Dan. That's why they have huge bloated salaries, and they're not pulling their weight. I'm sorry.
Well, I've been here for 23 years. My salary's bigger than theirs. Why don't you just fire me?
Do you want me to fire you? Because I could, Dan. You have a family that loves you. You have a kid on the way. I look at you sometimes and it's like... You have people who need you. Do you really want to put them in jeopardy for Louie and Morty?
What are you, living here now?
Wait, what time is it?
7 a.m. Look, I've been thinking all night. And if it has to be done, I should be the one to do it. Guys, I feel really terrible about what I'm about to say. But I'm afraid you're both being let go.
Let go? What does that mean?
It means you're being fired, Louie. Believe me, if I had any choice in this, I would... Anyway, I thought you should hear it from me because I'm the one who hired you.
Wait a minute, are you being fired too?
No. This isn't my decision.
Oh, so it's not your decision, so therefore it's not your fault, right, Dan?
I didn't say that.
You know, this is bullshit.
Louie,
you know something? I look at you like a brother. I would have stood in front of a bus for you, you piece of shit. You know, you turned into a real corporate asshole. You know that, Dan?
Louie.
Do me a favor. If you see my friend Dan, tell him I'm looking for him.
Louie.
Dan, what the hell am I going to tell my wife? I mean, she already wears the pants. Now she's going to wear the tie and jacket, too.
Morty, I am so very sorry.
I know this must have been hard for you, Dan. You were a good boss. I mean it. You always treated everyone with respect, and I... Well, I appreciate it.
What's this?
My 360 evaluation.
You rated yourself does not meet expectations.
Okay.
Take care. No way! What are you doing here?
Hey, Just reading. I go to NYU now.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. What about you?
I'm renting an apartment in Tribeca.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you drink coffee?
No. Normally, I just hook up to an IV, actually. So.
Ah, you sure can pound back the caffeine, huh? Is that why your leg is shaking like that?
I think it is. Yeah.
Hey, you're not wearing your wedding band.
Oh, yeah. I am now officially the first person in my high school class to get divorced.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. When I think about it, honestly, it was pretty much coming since our second date. How are you? How's school going?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, you know, it's hard to meet new people as a transfer. Everybody's got their own little cliques, and they're not sure if they want to admit one more. But my creative writing classes are really great.
Oh, yeah? Creative writing?
Yeah. I've always been interested in stories. Escaping into other people's lives. I guess because mine always seems so boring. I'm cursed with a functional family. But writing isn't exactly practical, so I think I might double major in business.
Oh, no, don't do that. Stick with the creative writing.
It's strange, you know, sometimes you seem sort of bummed out about your career, but you're so successful.
No, I'm not bummed. God, my career is pretty much what I have in my life. That and a dented Porsche, right?
Well, your family must be really proud of you.
My mom is. You know, she's kind of hippie, so she's not really into the corporate thing. And my dad left home when I was 4, so, you know, I never really got to know him. His family had money, but he was this kind of artist, you know, in quotes, slash druggie. He was in this cult for a while. Let's get out of here. Do you want to, like, take a walk or something? I'm like, now that I've told you my entire life story?
Sure. Although, there isn't much left to talk about.
Really? There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. There's still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. There's still a little hard to say.
Where the giant food is.
What's going on? Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard. Right.
When you flow like a cat. You wanna see my dorm room, maybe? Hey, don't get the wrong idea. I don't invite guys to my room often. Ever, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm having a major college flashback here.
Come on, old man. My roommate's out for the night.
Really? I was really looking forward to meeting her.
Yeah, she's only mildly chemically imbalanced. Ta-da.
Oh. Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's okay.
I heard this rumor that alcohol impairs your judgment.
wish you weren't so beautiful.
I'm not.
No, Alex. You are.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like everything's perfect.
So why are you still talking?
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about how my dad said he put surveillance cameras in the building.
That's hilarious.
Where to now?
You're all going to the 29th floor.
Oh, great. And I hear there's fantastic air conditioning on that floor.
Hey, Dan, how's your commute? Can you believe we're moving offices already? By the way, first b-ball game against the 51st floor corporate VPs, so, oh, weird. I guess that's this floor now.
What's wrong with you?
Me? Are you... Nothing. I'm... Nothing.
You're acting jumpy. You switched from mocha to crack?
Whoa, Dan, that's, you're coming off really paranoid right now. You're weirding me out, buddy. Crack.
Well, it's so good. I didn't have to make it.
Hey, Alex. I haven't talked to you in a few days. It's your dad, by the way. It's Paul.
You understand this is totally demoralizing for me, so.
Sorry.
I don't think you should force it, honey. Don't force it.
Don't say it. Hey, Alex. Left a message for you at the dorm on your phone. You should have your cell phone turned off. Give us a call.
I played. I'm sorry.
But I've worked here for 5 years.
It's been an honor.
Okay with that thing?
Oh, yeah. Fine. Hey, what's that big guy doing here? He's one of the moving men.
I guess Steckel recruited him for his VP team.
Oh, that's fair. I wonder if I can still dunk.
You could dunk?
Oh, yeah. Can't you? I'm 26.
Heads up!
Whoa! Hey! What's up?
Word on the street is Teddy K's on the prowl. As soon as he gets back from his round-the-world balloon trip, he's gonna go munch on Continental brands.
Yeah.
Great. Maybe they'll advertise in the magazine again.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Mark, this is Dan Foreman. He's the one I was telling you about. Helped us close that Toys R Us deal.
Oh. Carter's being modest. He did most of the work.
Ah, that's beautiful. Maybe you two should get a room. Your pussy's ready to get schooled?
Okay. I'll be right back. Just a second.
It's a he, and his name's Buddy.
Yeah. Does Buddy want a friend?
Buddy had a friend. He ate him.
You mind if I...
Sure, yeah.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
When you were 18, did you ever return your parents' phone calls?
Well, they never called, but, yeah, no, sure I would have.
Well, my oldest daughter, she won't call me back, and I feel like going down to NYU and kidnapping her so I can stop worrying about her.
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad idea. Look, Alex seems, from the very brief time that I met her, to be pretty savvy. I don't think you have to worry about her too much. She's a smart, terrific woman, girl, or smart young lady, whatever. What I'm trying to say is that I think she can probably take care of herself. Dan, you seem to have the perfect marriage. How do you do it?
You just
pick the right one to be in the foxhole with, and then when you're outside of the foxhole, you keep your dick in your pants.
That's poetic.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, hey, Theo. How's... Hey, where do I put this? It's a rager, huh?
Are you still glad you decided not to have a birthday party?
Yep, not in the mood this year.
Well, Mom says you could use a little fun. She says you should lighten up for the sake of your health.
She does she?
They're here, everybody hide.
You go ahead, sweetheart. I'm gonna check the mailbox.
Okay, cool.
Nice party.
Thanks for coming.
Sure.
How are you?
Not so good. Not so good. I mean, psychologically.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, my wife got a promotion. I'm hoping she'll raise my allowance. But this is good punch. Happy birthday. It's a good party.
You look really beautiful.
Thank you.
And, this is really not a big deal, but I got something for you.
It's not my birthday.
Come on.
Holy shit. Are these real diamonds? That's too expensive.
No, don't. No.
I feel funny.
I'm sorry. I don't... I mean, it's not... I it just felt good to...
It's sweet. It's very sweet. Thank you.
You're the kind of person that... It's good to be in a foxhole with.
But we're not in a foxhole, we're in a Porsche.
A sling.
Yes.
Betsy, I wish you well, too. Betsy, wow. And this could be what?
Michael.
Born in New Jersey.
Don't tell me you already have some.
Yeah. Got that easy pour spout on it.
Special for you.
Work has been just nuts.
Oh, that's okay. I have a class at 3.
Oh, you're wearing the necklace.
Yeah, I feel like an imposter.
An imposter?
Nice.
No, you look beautiful. Hey, doesn't she look beautiful?
She does. Now, we have 3 specials today. Avocado soup with awapui oil, bluefin tuna with awapui and jalapeno sashimi. We have calamari fritti with awapui oil on the side. We also have a Siegfried lobster tail.
Can I get that with a side of awapui oil? Welcome. Can I help you? Oh, shit.
Hi, is there going to be a 3rd?
I have just 1 question. Are you sleeping with him?
I'm going to get you folks some bread.
Dan, this isn't what it looks like.
Oh, yeah? What does it look like? Tell me, what do you think it looks like?
Well, I'm sure it looks like some kind of sleazy, tawdry...
Alex, I asked you a question. Are you sleeping with him?
What do you want me to say, Dad?
Get up.
What?
Get up.
Dad!
Pardon me, sir, but I don't think you should...
Back off before I dropkick you across this restaurant. You are a piece of shit.
Dan, I love her.
You what?
I love her. I love you.
You love her. She's my daughter. She's in college. She's a college student. I took out a frickin' second mortgage so she could go. 3 years ago, she was in braces.
I'm sorry.
This guy. You had to sleep with him.
Dad. 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 Dad, wait, I'm sorry. This had nothing to do with you.
He's my boss, Alex.
I know. It just happened.
We made a deal, remember? We made a deal we'd always be honest with one another.
Dad, I was like 5 years old when we made that deal.
Yeah. I liked you better then.
That's an awful thing to say. Dad, please don't walk away. I want to talk to you.
Why? You don't need my advice about anything.
Wow, that's some shiner.
Thanks.
Mike, can we have some privacy, please?
Sure. Absolutely.
Sit down. Hey, can I eat some ice for that?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
There's no ice, but soda's cold.
Oh, thanks. Look, I wanted to apologize for my timing when, with the L word, just kind of slipped out. But I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and it's how I feel. It's really important to me.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Well, I mean it.
I know you probably think you do, but I've been doing a lot of thinking too, and I'm
taking anthropology classes, and I'm doing a double major.
Yeah.
And I'm really busy.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for a big commitment.
Yes, that's... that's what I'm saying. Look, when I said I love you, I didn't mean that I wanted to interfere in your classes or, you know, whatever. I'm not talking about about marriage or anything. Yet?
Carter, look, I've had an amazing time with you, and I think you're a great guy. But you are on the rebound.
No, I'm not.
Carter, you are. I mean, it was not that long ago that your wife left you.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, that's great. But then that's a good thing whether you're with me or not. I think we should stop seeing each other.
Alex. Alex, come on. I just want you to know, I enjoyed talking to you more than maybe anyone in my entire life.
Thank you. Me too.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, yes, I'm fine. The baby's fine. I had a little scare. There was some bleeding.
What? What is it?
It's a placenta previa. I mean, it sounds bad, but it's okay. I just need some rest.
If anything ever happened to you, I just have to pack it in.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to be stuck with me for a while.
How's she doing?
She's okay.
You know, I broke up with Carter.
Because of me?
No. Because of me. I'm sorry I lied to you. But, you know, I think you should know that Carter didn't try to seduce me or anything. If anything, it was the other way around.
I really don't want to hear the details. I mean, unless you want to tell me and it's...
No, not particularly.
Good.
You must think I'm disgusting.
Disgusting? Why on earth would I think that?
I didn't know that you took out a second mortgage. I don't need to go to NYU. SUNY is fine.
No.
It's fine.
No, you are staying at NYU. Look, Alex. You're a really smart woman. And you can take care of yourself. I'm gonna try. And adjust.
You don't have to change, Dad.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Muchachos!
Hello. How are you?
I know, but tell me not to be late this time.
Hi, how you doing? Good to see you.
Hi.
Oh, nice brooch.
Thank you, sir.
Must be paying you too much money. Hi. Ah, Mark Steckel. How are you?
Very psyched.
How's it going?
Very good.
Good. Good. This way. Hi. How you doing? Nice to see you. How are you? Good to see you.
Thank you.
Oh, Carter Duryea. Oh, yes. Cell phones.
Yes. Thank you. I'm at Sports America now.
Well, that's the flagship.
What happened to your eye? Yeah, what happened there?
I fell asleep at my computer. Just kind of bang right into the monitor.
Those things can be dangerous.
Keep up the good work. Wouldn't be surprised if he announces another big takeover today.
Teddy K.
Thank you. Thank you. Synergy. What does it mean? Why does a business swim with it and sink without it in this new ocean of megabytes streaming video and satellites? Every day, the world becomes more complex. And to survive in a complex world, we need complex bonds to interface with it. In this room, I see this. What we're trying to get to is this. This is unbreakable. This is inevitable. What are we building here? Is it a company, or are we building a new country with no national boundaries? A new democracy for the consumer. A new democracy with a new electorate. 24-hour music videos in Kuala Lumpur. Computers with parts manufactured in Japan, Greenland, Idaho, India. A soft drink ad going out simultaneously to 7 different continents. The Dalai Lama eating his crispity crunch while uploading prayers onto the net. Women's World Magazine. Well, why not Women's World Channel across the world? Computers. Why not a computer section in Sports America Magazine?
Excuse me.
Yes?
My name is Dan Foreman. I work for Sports America, and I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about. What I mean is what do computers have to do with sports? Are you literally saying that there should be a section in the magazine about computers? Who's going to want to read that? I'm not sure I understand how the way the world is changing is actually going to change how we do business. We're still selling a product, right, which hopefully someone needs. We're human beings with other human beings for customers, so I don't see how this company is like its own country. I mean, just because we sell different kinds of things, that doesn't mean we should operate by our own laws, does it? Besides which, countries, at least democratic ones, they have some obligation to their citizens, don't they? So how do layoffs and bottom line thinking fit into that?
Dan Foreman, Sports America. You asked some Excellent questions. Excellent, excellent question. I'm glad you asked them. And I'm leaving it to you, to all of you, to answer them.
Teddy K! Teddy K! Teddy K!
Oh my God. Dan, oh my God.
Good, you're both in here. You, I'll talk to in a second. You, have you lost your friggin' mind?
Well, he said they were excellent questions.
Okay, you think this is funny? You think it's funny to disrespect a great man? Do you know who you were just talking to in there? That was Teddy K! Teddy K, goddammit! Look, we've been carrying your fat, bloated salary for way too long. I want you out of this building within the next 10 minutes. I'm going to my office, I'm gonna smoke a nice Cuban cigar, and try to forget that you ever existed. You, in my office, now.
Mark, don't do that.
Excuse me?
Look, the guy busts his ass and...
And what?
Nothing, I'm sorry. I just... If you fire him, you're gonna have to fire me too.
Wait, let me get something straight here. You're throwing yourself in with him? With this useless, over-the-hill loser? Think here. Think about what you're doing, because if you're not careful, you could end up like him.
I guess that would be okay.
All right. Then you're fired too, you little shit.
Well, it's too bad, because you're going to lose a huge account that Dan and I have been working on. It was going to save the year for us. Without it, the magazine's pretty deep in the red.
Really? What account is that?
You think we'd actually tell you?
You're bluffing.
I don't bluff. I'm not that good of a salesman.
Yeah, well, I don't give a crap.
I think Teddy K will. See, I'm going to call him, and I'm going to tell him that you single-handedly drove his most profitable magazine, his flagship, right into the ground. And he'll remember my name. He likes what I did with cell phones.
You've got 24 hours, or you're both gone.
Any ideas?
One. You got all your research?
Yep.
Follow my lead.
So, how are your daughters?
They're great, thanks. How about your grandkids?
They're fine. My son-in-law has just enrolled our oldest, Ralphie, in a computer camp, whatever the hell that is.
This is my boss, Carter Duryea.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Kalb. You have a really awesome company here. It's a really awesome, awesome...
Your boss? He looks more like your nephew.
Yeah. I've certainly been learning a lot from Dan, so...
So what happened to your eye?
That's one of the things he learned from me.
Are you saying that you punched him in the eye? Why?
Well, we don't have to really go into it here.
No, please. I'm rather curious.
Why did I hit you? He called me a dinosaur, said I was out of date, that I better step in line.
So you slugged him?
Fair fight.
Right. Mr. Kalb, we have a sister company, Crispity Crunch. that I think we could do a really exciting cross-promotion with here, all in the
Carter,
Globecom Carter, family. I think
Carter,
that we could achieve...
Carter, it's okay. Mr. Cal, I don't want to get into facts and figures with you today. You know them already. I just want to ask you one question. What is your hesitation about advertising with Sports America magazine?
My hesitation is that our ad budget is already overextended. My son-in-law has put a lot of money into cable and online, and now he wants to plow even more money back into it. But...
But what?
But he is such an asshole. I mean, I built this business. I know more about running this than he ever will. So yeah, I'm going to make a major ad buy in your magazine. And then I'm going to restructure the whole damn ad campaign.
That is great news. Thank you, Mr. Cal.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir.
You know, I don't give a shit about Crispity Crunch. Let's just stick with the magazine, okay?
Really slugged him?
Yeah. Carter?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was amazing. That was unbelievable. God, that was actually fun.
What Cal really needed to see was an old fart beat the crap out of a young punk half his age. And you know what the best thing is? It's the right thing to do. Will improve his business.
Wow, you actually believe in this stuff, huh?
Of course I do. Why else would I do it?
Hey, Dan, where you been?
Los Angeles.
We made a huge sale.
Congratulations. So did Teddy K. He sold the company to Calcor Communications.
Mark, what happened? I thought you said Teddy K was buying another company.
That's what they told me, but he sold us. I'm out.
Wait, you're out?
Yeah, they're reorganizing the whole company. You're out too. I think you're in.
I'm in what?
Your old job.
What, running the department?
That's the rumor. The whole thing seems so arbitrary. I feel used.
Yeah. Kind of tough to know you're replaceable, huh? I'm sorry you lost your jobs.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Carter. Come on in. Have a seat.
Nice office.
Yeah. So, how have you been the last month?
I've been good. Really good. It's a little weird, not having to get up, go to work in the morning.
That's why I want to talk to you. I want to offer you a job. I know we definitely had our moments, but I think you're a good manager, a good salesman, and I want you to come here and be my second in command.
Wow, Dan, I really appreciate that. More than you know. And I think if I really want to do this for a living, there's no one I could learn from more than you. But I... Look, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I know that I want it to mean something to me, the way that this means something to you.
Oh.
God, do you think I'm being stupid?
No. No. I think that sounds right.
So how's the family?
Anne's fine. Baby's coming Tuesday after next Tuesday. It's a cesarean.
Dan, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And both girls are doing well.
Good. Please, give them all my best.
Yeah.
Dan. Thank you.
For what?
For... I guess for showing me a few things. No one ever really took the time to give me a hard time before. Or teach me anything that was actually worth learning. All right.
Well, listen, Carter. I want to tell you something. You're going to be okay.
You think so?
Yeah, I know it. You're a good man.
Hey.
You're back.
Yeah, back in the saddle. And look at you. You look like a delivery guy. Oh, you know Dan's daughter, Alex?
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I'm surprising my dad. Tennis.
Alex is a fantastic tennis player. She was a junior champ, right?
Really? Oh, you're into tennis, huh?
Yeah. How is everything?
Good. Really, really good. I'm leaving town, actually. I think I'm gonna try teaching or maybe open an Awapui store, I don't know. how are you doing?
Good, very good. I've been working on some short stories.
That's awesome.
Well, I got a raise. Dan got me a raise, which is a good thing because my wife just got laid off. Timing's everything in life, right?
Right.
Well, good seeing you. Take care, Carter.
Yeah. Look, it was really great seeing both of you guys.
Me too, Carter. It was really good to see you.
Well? Yes.
Well, I'm delighted to say that you have a baby sister.
Are you happy, Dad?
Yeah, I'm psyched.
Hello? Dan, hey! Oh my God, congratulations! That's amazing. Do you have a name yet? Oh, no, that's terrific. Probably because I'm jogging. No, I'm outside. Yes, I'm actually jogging outside.
Please, don't laugh. Remember me. On my chin, the time when we counted every black car passing your house beneath the hill and up until someone caught us in the kitchen with maps, a mountain range, a piggy bank. Vision to remove dimension, but please remember me fondly. I heard from someone you're still pretty, and then they went on to say that the pearly gates has some eloquent graffiti. Lost and found, and don't look down. And someone save temptation, and please remember me seldomly in the car behind the carnival. My hand between your knees, you turn from. Said the trapeze act was wonderful, but never meant to last. The clowns that passed saw me just come up with anger when it filled with circus dogs. The parking lot had an element of danger, so. To make a drawing of God and Lucifer, a boy and girl, an angel kissing on a sinner.